Roll your eyes all you want. You're caught. It's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We are talking about Season 6, Episode 19, Goodbye Dubai, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What can we say? It's
how many?
It's Grammy nominated Erika Jayne, allegedly. We're listening to How Many, the deep new song by Erika Jayne. And you can see the preview for that on E! Online. And you can hear our thoughts about it, Fern and I, on my podcast, Grant's Friends Hollywood Talk. We talk about it. But before we get to our books, let's talk about who we are. Fern.
Hi, I'm Fern. Where am I? Hi, Fern Ronay back. Good to be back. And you can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker. And you can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Hey there. I'm Christy Olson. And you guys can hit me up at Christy Reports.
And it's Grant's Rants. You guys can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. Let's talk about tonight's episode. And we have a special flashback. What's the word that I said?
Dramatic reading.
Yes. Coming up. So stick around for that. We'll be pulling that out of the dusty closet. Yes, of AfterBuzz. But let's talk about tonight's episode. Oh, we could either go on all night or we could like make it quick. Like I feel like it was the same conversation in circles, pretty much. But let's talk about the different things that these ladies did. Shopping experience. What did you think? I feel like Christy would be into that. What'd you think?
Yeah,
cool.
I mean, it was cool, and it looked like fun. I just think, you know, anytime you're being carted around the mall is probably a pretty good day, mm-hmm. whether you're in Dubai or Hollywood or what. But you know what kind of has stuck out to me through this whole Dubai trip is there's no explanation for all this extravagance. Like, even the boat and some of the things they were doing last week and even the reason of why they're staying at this hotel, it's just because they're on the show and everything's being paid for and they never really say, like, we're going shopping because they want us to see Dubai, and that Dubai is paying us to be here, probably. So we have to see the mall, and we have to get carted around. And there's just like a little element that's missing of like explanation. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'll watch people shop any day, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like I feel like New York Housewives, I feel like there's always like some reason why they're in a place, someone's celebrating something, or like, and of course we're celebrating the birthday, but it's like someone's hosting an event. Where this really just kind of seems like it's like tourism 101, you know,
yeah,
a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I thought was so cool about the shopping trip was the golf carts that look like Rolls Royce. Like it was like that was the coolest, cutest little thing. Wouldn't it be cool if the airport carts that drove like elderly people around look like that?
Aww.
That'd be something.
I was laughing though that they all look like little, like they were in like little kitty cars. Like they were like sitting in them.
Yes, I didn't realize they were getting in them to be driven around. I thought it was like a ride at the mall for kids before they got it. No, but honestly, I didn't think there was. The mall was like meh to me. I mean, it's just fluff. Yeah. It's that fluff they throw in for the rest of the country to be like, oh, these Beverly Hills women and their ridiculous wealth and all the amazing things they do, but not pulling one over on me. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, and I think they knew we needed a break from the kind of ridiculous argument that was going around. Like we kind of said, oh, we're not picking up from right where they left off last week. They kind of let it cool down and then showed it in a flashback.
Yeah. Well, people were not talking to Lisa Vanderpump, or at least Eileen and Rinna weren't. These women, though, they do everything together, so I do feel like familiarity does breed contempt, and I feel like these people are like that's all they do is eat, shop, eat, and drink. Well, I guess they haven't been able to drink on this trip, so it's like, it's a lot of togetherness. They would drive anyone crazy, but that's what we like about these trips. But to me, I felt like it was like a long, I felt like this was like a long trip, longer than usual. Let's talk about how I was really nervous when Lisa Vanderpump said they were going to go buy sex toys on the way there with the driver in the front seat. Like, you're asking for it, you know? Like, you can't say these things over there. I was really surprised by it. Like, I got nervous for her. I don't know. In the boat, they joked around. Why? Just don't do it. I wouldn't take the risk.
Well, it's an indication of how they sort of feel untouchable. Like, you know, they're famous, and I'm sure everyone was making a big deal out of them there, and they probably felt like, yeah, I can drop some F-bombs, talk about sex toys. Lock me up, just try to do it. There'll be a revolt in America. No one will ever come to Dubai again. You know, like, they just, like, are that kind of pompous that they just think that they can break the rules, and it's okay.
I think Lisa Vanderpump could use someone exerting a little dominance over her and showing her she's not as special as she thinks.
Yes. We did touch upon her ego in tonight's episode. And we know that's quite large. Anyway, let's talk about something else that's quite large. The Burj Khalifa building. They went up to the 52nd floor, and Eileen's feet were sweating. Too much information. And, you know, these women, they're enjoying the view. Some of them are a little nervous. But then there needs to be a conversation at the top of this building. Of course. Of course, you can't just enjoy it. Yeah. So Eileen and Lisa Vanderpump have this moment where Lisa Vanderpump seemed, in her, the way she came across, she seemed to be pretty genuine, acting, of course. This is my opinion. But the way that she kind of apologized and she said, "Oh, I never intended to hurt you, darling." And they had a moment. And then, I don't know, didn't seem like Eileen was totally buying into all of it. But in her one-on-one, she's like, "It's just what I wanted." And then it came out later that LVP just said what she wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this whole conversation was missing the word apology. Like, Lisa didn't say it, and Eileen didn't say, "I accept your apology." Like, this was just very fakey and kind of half-butt.
Good catch, yeah.
It was a half-butt apology.
And it's just so typical Lisa manipulating shit. She drags the woman whose feet are sweating because of the heights over to the edge of the freaking rail. And
ooh, I was like, shady.
I was like, God, she's going to throw her over the railing, probably. And then, in her interview, she's like, "And if it doesn't go well, let's throw her over the railing." And I'm like, Jesus, I can't
that's
with her.
Young and the rest. Yeah. Stuff.
I thought it was funny that she had to be coached by Kyle and, like, basically exactly what Kyle told her to say. Like, "I never intended to hurt you. I'm really sorry." And she, like, regurgitated it.
Yeah.
And I had a prediction that Eileen was going to see this and then be like, "Now I know it's not genuine," which is kind of, we kind of see this. It's going to be at the reunion.
Of course.
We're going to talk about it more. Oh, God.
Out of all the same three things that we talk about, this one I really am kind of over. The feud between Eileen and Vanderpump. This one, I'm tired of the other stuff too, but this one really needed to end before it started, my opinion. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, flashing back to Beverly Hills, Yolanda, Kim, and Brandy all gathered to see how much they can relate to being damaged people. I mean, that's really what I get out of it.
That was the best shade of the year.
I love it.
That's what it seemed like to me, though. It was like, oh, well, we all had a really tough year. Like, Kim, you're pretty effed up. Brandy, I'm looking for, like, children to date. And you know, the other one, I'm sick all the time. And it was like, this is not my type of group to go out with.
No, it was sad. It was like the other side of Beverly Hills. Right? You know what I mean? Like, the people that have, like, the veneer has cracked and all is not well behind the scenes.
No. Their friends are on a yacht in Dubai and they're like at a picnic.
It was sad. Yeah.
Well, and they just don't really do themselves any favors with this kind of conversation. And Brandy in the, you know, "it's not fun being sober" shirt. Like, she's
in
gotten
front
a lot
of Kim.
Yeah, and she's gotten a lot of flack for that. It's
in,
like,
front of her best friend, Kim.
What were those cheap t-shirts she was trying to give us?
No,
gifts.
Those was she's that some selling stuff? She's selling through her website. She's wearing that everywhere. She posts it like 18 times a day on her social media.
Yeah, but they still looked, I mean, like, that's like, what a lousy gift. Especially, I mean, medicated, you're gonna give that to Kim, and it's, I mean, it's just like,
I like that they weren't offended. I like people who, like, aren't offended that easily. They just, like, laughed.
I just thought it was a lousy gift.
Yeah, well, and I think that's why Yolanda is still friends with these two, whereas the rest of the ladies aren't. Like, Yolanda seems to be a little bit more in on the joke. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that she has kids that are, like, young and stuff, but she seems to be kind of okay with just going along with these two's crazy behavior. I would think that, as much as I maybe don't care for Brandy especially, it would be fun to go hang out with these two nut jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can see why Yolanda said they're easy to be with.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to wash her back around them like the others. The others all stabbed each other in the back all over Dubai.
Right.
So maybe she was smart just to stay back in Beverly Hills.
The picnic's looking better and better.
Yeah.
In the live chat, KM Mayhem is wondering if Kim and Brandy will be on the reunion. And the answer is that Kim was at the reunion and Brandy had filmed a kind of a pre-taped thing that will air on the reunion. Right. So it's going to be good.
Well, at this little picnic, Yolanda talks about how nobody likes to stay with people when things turn bad, if they have a long-term illness. Like, people just move on from them. And all I kept hearing was, like, David, 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 like the undertones of this interview moment.
Well, she directly said they go out and get new wives, new friends, and she brought that one up first. Mm-hmm. But the really interesting thing is that neither Brandy nor Kim flinched. They didn't go, wait, what? New wives? Who are you talking about? Is David replacing you? It just read very, we know, I'm trying to read like into every little thing and see what everyone knows.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought that came across as like they knew full well what was going on with Yolanda and David and didn't ask.
Well, I thought it was unfair that us as the viewer, it was that one little sentence that they included, but we didn't get to see how she started the conversation, what was previous to that statement. So it was like very abrupt. So we all as the viewers are like, oh, well, she's obviously referring to her marriage falling apart, but we don't know where along the timeline it is, you know, like how far along in the dissolution of the marriage were they? So that's the only thing that sucked for me.
And she could have been talking for hours and they take out this about someone else and they take out this one snippet of a new wife.
That's true. Well, back in Dubai, Catherine received a gift of gays for her birthday, getting made over, and she's picking up some bad language in Dubai. Great, what a great space to start saying the C word. Welcome to your vocabulary. Now she wants to, like, get the necklace, I guess. She said something about that. And then these ladies discovered the word hunty, which, Megan, you've known for a long time. You've been saying that.
I love saying hunty. I don't even know how far back I started using it, but it's my fave.
Who knew? I've incorporated.
I forget which of my fave friends started using. I think back in Philly, this guy I worked with at the TV station would use it. And, like, he and his fabulous partner, Terry, he would use it while we were at work together. He'd be, like, we'd be watching TV all the time in a TV station. You always have different networks. You have your own network running all the time to catch mistakes or live breaking this and that. And then you have all these other TVs running. And I remember we would watch TV all day and just comment on everyone on TV. And at one point he was like, hunty. And I just, like, from then on started using it, I think.
I love it. We should all have hunty necklaces on next week.
Well, I'll pass.
For the finale.
But thank you, though. I'll enjoy you.
He wants the real thing. He wants the C word necklace.
Oh, yeah, that'll go over real well. Yeah. Let's talk about the yacht. I have, like, the yacht and then, like, literally just, like, pages of this yacht. And this failed birthday. I mean, if this was my birthday.
Poor
Catherine.
I mean, she looked good.
She did. Yes. She was all like, I look at the image. She was like laid out in this gown on the yacht, just like judging.
Take my picture. I'm still a model.
You know what was funny? I noticed about her when they were first boarding and then all about to have a seat in the very beginning of filming on the yacht, she almost didn't know how to like act in that dress or like wear that dress because it had the two high slits, one up each leg. And she had a weird moment where I don't know if she wobbled because they were on water or she lost her footing in the heels or something, but it was just a whole moment of like me flashing back to like Kathy from the Midwest who's like not very proper. I see behind this whole veneer she's got going for herself, and I was just like, oh boy, Catherine of San Diego doesn't even know how to wear this gown, you know? And
I didn't pick up on that.
Just a moment for me.
Interesting. Wisconsin girl in Dubai.
Yeah.
You saw right through it.
I did. I
like that observation.
I see through all of them. Vanderpump.
Well, speaking of, Erica says that she feels glad that Eileen finally got the apology she wanted, but did she? And Lisa Vanderpump basically says, as we mentioned earlier, she only said what she felt like Eileen wanted to hear, which is always the very best apology you can make.
Seriously.
Rooted in nothing.
Right.
Rooted in more lies. And of course, that was the subject of conversation. We can go into a lot of the specifics, but it was like, who is Lisa Vanderpump lying on everyone? And it's Kyle's cool with it. And it just kind of went back and forth. And it got very messy. What do you want to say about it?
Well, at one point when LVP started tearing up, she did that. It's what I call the Gretchen Rossi crying face, where there are no tears, but you like scrunch up and you go like this so that people stop being mean to you because hey, it looks like you're probably crying. I just always get a kick out of that. It's just the housewives thing.
It's true. Very few tears actually shed on Bravo.
Except in their mom's call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we should touch upon that. I mean, that was kind of a nice moment, and it humanized Rinna, who at this point has just been a mad woman. So she actually had to take a minute when she stepped away, and one by one, they all kind of left this table with their dinner sitting there. But yeah, let's talk about the moms. What did you think of that moment?
It was some things that we didn't know previously. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't really seen Lisa Rinna's parents since the first episode of last season when she debuted. And we know her father actually passed away recently. Mm-hmm. But we've heard a little bit about Catherine. I was Kathy to her now, too. Mm-hmm. About her situation as well with her mom. But, you know, this was something where they could find common ground and connect. Mm-hmm. And there's been so much discord. And it was like, hey, ladies, there's more struggles in the world that are bigger than so-and-so lie to whoever. Like, let's take a moment and be grateful for what we do have.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Everyone talks about their mothers except who? Lisa Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm. She's the one who I want to know what her mother's like.
Same.
And she brought up right then when Eileen and Lisa were having their moment off in the corner, she's like, oh, Lisa Rinna's really emotional tonight. And then Kyle's like, well, maybe it's like leftover from last night too. And she's like, no, yes, I wondered that. Like, just totally insinuating.
That it's all about her.
That it's all about her. And that, you know, Rinna's got herself upset tonight based on last night. And just pushing and prodding, manipulating, and I just...
Yeah, no sympathy.
I could just choke on it.
So someone who found their voice and has been pretty instrumental in the last couple episodes is Eileen, and she said that she feels empathy for Lisa Vanderpump, feeling the need to be so controlling. What do we think of Eileen up to this point in general? Because I noticed in the comments and just out there in the Housewives world, some people like either are like Eileen or they think she's like a huge manipulator and they're not about her. So what do we all feel about Eileen so far?
Really?
I used to think she was useless until recent episodes when she's kind of been getting into the middle of everything. And I liked her analysis of other people, but her beef with LVP is so annoying. It's this one comment she didn't like. If she's so good at analyzing everyone else and, you know, how they should behave, she should let it go.
Mm-hmm. Do you find her to be an instigator?
Not at all.
I do, actually. Like, she does kind of... When, you know, things are going well, she's like, I just want to get it off my chest. I can't have it hanging in the air. She does kind of bring things up and ask questions. But she does it in a pretty nice way. I mean, she does it in a, like, as if she's caring.
Yeah, and I guess I used to be more questioning of that whole thing, but I think now I just sort of give her the credit of like, oh no, she's just no BS. Like, she doesn't want to sit at the table and be fake. It's not that she's not trying to start stuff on like a Rinna level.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Right. She's like the opposite of Rinna for me, and everything that comes out of her mouth is just very honest and not in a bitch way. It's just complete truth, so there's nothing to, you can't fault her for that.
Yeah.
Although saying like, oh, I have such empathy for Lisa Vanderpump. That's such like a backhanded
statement.
I was surprised to hear her say
me
that.
Me too, because it was like a Lisa Vanderpump manipulative type statement.
Exactly.
Where you're manipulating it.
Up to
truth,
Up to that she's been straight with her comments, and that was so...
Yep.
That was some housewife stuff.
That was some housewife
stuff. She's learning. She's catching up. She's
finally in her sophomore year.
In this moment, too, or perhaps a little bit earlier, this great hatred between Lisa Vanderpump and Yolanda came up. I never thought these women hated each other.
No.
I was like, where did that come from?
These comments is what got me excited because I was like, oh, okay, this is a fight I can sink my teeth into. She's making up something out of nowhere. And now we're going to fight about it. It was switching up the original argument they've been having for the past 4 damn days to something new. She just threw that out there and it took hold and took fire and, you know, it was like, oh, okay, this is the new argument? We're gonna just throw that out there and everyone's taking this to be true? Like, you just see how insane that this Housewives is. It's like a mad experiment.
It's true.
It's like they insane. Had to give Lisa a motive. So they're like, roll back the tape to 2014.
Yeah, because that then Lisa Rinna went on to say that Lisa Vanderpump, she's at the crux. Her and Yolanda are at the crux of the matter that everybody else is wrapped up in the middle of.
That we're all pawns in the game. Yeah. And she said, they hate each other so much. Like, oh my God, really?
This is news to us, and we've been covering this show for the last, 19 weeks? I mean, of course, like, I'm sure someone out there would be like, well, it's been rumored for a while, but we're reporting off what we see on the show.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of rumors out there. There's a lot of reports and shady things, but, you know, we're talking about what we're given here on the panel, so this is news to us. Also, I want to mention, I don't remember what we were going to say.
Well, you know, at one point, Catherine says during this big fight, she's like, this is just embarrassing that we're doing this. We're here in Dubai and we're on this boat, and this is just embarrassing that we're fighting at this nice dinner. And I was like, wait a minute. Now it's embarrassing to do that at the nice dinner? What about when you started it at Erica's house?
A hearing aid gave her a class.
That's what it is.
Well, there you go.
You know what? It gave her clarity.
Oh, yes.
I would have thought she'd been the first one, like a pig in it, you know, like getting in the mess. But no, she was above it this evening.
I would have. You know how, like, all five of them were off doing their own thing, like, in the inner part of the yacht? I would have just been like, where's another bottle of champagne? Let's open it. Let's do our own thing in here. Like, where's the cake? Like, they were eavesdropping on Lisa and Kyle trying to hash it out. And it's like, oh, fuck it. Like, you know, we're never going to get this sorted out. Let's just do our own thing. Like, turn on the dance music. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
When they finally brought the cake out, it was so awkward.
It was sad. But before that, Kyle in her interview questioned if Lisa Vanderpump just wanted to get the word Munchausen out, and that's why she used this situation with Rinna. But she didn't say this in person. She clammed up and she just said, like, we're good. I don't blame you. Like, okay, we're good. It's done. But in her own words, she did say that she, like, pretty much insinuated that's what it was all about, was this agenda that Lisa Vanderpump had with her newfound hatred.
I just don't understand Kyle here. I guess none of the other ladies did either. And Kyle herself even said, for whatever reason, I don't have a problem with this. And I'm like, for what reason? Like, what? No, not what. Tell me, whatever is the reason that you don't have a problem with this? Like, I just can't kind of get over that.
Well, she really values her friendship. And I think she needs that friendship with Lisa Vanderpump, where she'll look over things, because perhaps her own family relationships are so much more worse that the lie is like, all right, I'll take it.
Right.
Well, what's a good point? And Rinna pointed that out, right? She said that this is the kind of relationship that Kyle's used to having with her sisters. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle even did say to Lisa, oh, you're like a sister to me. So that clarified it. Mm-hmm. Confirm that. Yeah.
It would be one thing if she thought that Lisa was being misunderstood. Like, if she thought Lisa Vanderpump was being misunderstood, the conversation wasn't on camera, the words could have been twisted. If that were the case, then I could see why Kyle would be on her side. Mm-hmm. But she thinks she did something manipulative, and she still is like, I'm still on your side. I still want to be friends with you. It's so pathetic.
It was insane to me after arguing with her and how fired up Kyle got, and then Kyle just, like, laid down and rolled over. It's like, three or four times Vanderpump's like, no, because I didn't say that, and I'm not gonna this, and I'm not, no, like, so calm and so like, what did I do? And it's just like, no one will ever win a fight with that woman. Like, she holds so much power in the Bravo Housewife universe. Like, I think only Bethany Frankel and her can I see maybe going toe-to-toe. Mm-hmm. And Bethany is one to crack and cry a lot if it gets really heated. God, I don't know. I just can't see anybody
taking
her down.
I agree with you. I think she would be the last housewife standing.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. She would just burn a mother down. Like, she'd just be standing there in the middle of it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm picturing that promo right now.
Yeah.
Her and her webs, yes. God, there's so many little things. Eileen, in a very dramatic statement, says that Kyle must be okay being betrayed.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay.
Well, right. She must be. I mean, I think that's what we're seeing here.
Yeah, and then Lisa Rinna rolled her neck, and she said, roll your eyes all you want. You're caught. And so I liked those moments. Catherine and Eileen stormed off. Then it's Erica's just like hanging out. She was like just looking for that other bottle, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
She says, can you be surprised? Like, look at what's going on. Like, she, as usual, like, she gave zero
Fs. Zero Fs.
How many did she give?
Yeah.
And, God, what the hell? Back to the lies. And then Catherine warned Eileen to stay out of it. And it was a little, shh, don't intense. Tell me what to do. It went back to, oh, you beast. It went back to that.
Peace. Yeah, that was kind of a shocker, right? Uh-huh.
Yes. And then to cap it all off, Lisa Rinna saying, two narcissistic women battling to be the queen. And I'm like, whoa, this is...
I had to rewind that line.
I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah, I had to rewind it. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Settle down. She's calling Yolanda a narcissistic queen. What?
Okay. Yolanda has bigger problems. She does not want to be queen.
I mean, is there this whole side of Yolanda that we're not privy to as a viewer that... this is ridiculous.
I think Lisa Rinna just has too much time sitting in her bedroom in front of that interview. Like, how long can they please get another angle or another place to interview this woman? I looked at her interviewing her bedroom for 19 weeks. I'm getting tired of this interview look.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. I don't know. I wonder how long, like, I feel like she'd just be like, no, let's keep going. Let's go in. And the crew is probably like I'm like hour 14. I mean, it's like, let's go. But she's used to it. So she's probably like so wrapped up and recounting these moments.
Mm-hmm. She'll be like, I didn't get these lips plumped for nothing.
Let's go. Meanwhile, let's take a look at Housewives Past. Of course, the finale is next week. And you know what that means? The three-part reunion is on its way. So, of course, to prepare for such things around here at AfterBuzz TV, we are looking back at a reunion favorite moment here at Beverly Hills Housewives, and we are taking a look at last season when Kim and Rinna had quite a bit to say. So let's do a little performance of our own.
I'm so excited for this. All right.
Okay, so who are we all playing? We should really identify.
Oh.
I'll be Brandy and Andy.
And I will be playing the part of Lisa Rinna.
Hi, it's Megan. I'll be playing the part of my favorite person, Lisa Vanderpump.
Fan Renee here, and I'll be playing the part of Kim Richards. My favorite person.
All right, let's throw down, girl.
Mass Richards, yes.
Here we go. She went in about my husband. Something my husband has done. She violated his character. It was a total injustice, and I blew my effing lid.
What did she say about your husband?
She insinuated it. She intimated it.
What did she say? All she said was, let's talk about it.
She intimated something.
But she didn't say anything.
It doesn't matter.
She said, what are you hiding from the world? What's your husband hiding from the world?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Excuse me?
I didn't say that.
It's on film.
What I said was, do you want to talk about your husband?
You did, and you said, what are you hiding from the world?
I didn't say anything about the world.
Ugh, this is unbelievable. You are such a gaslighter. Congratulations, Kim. Congratulations.
Kim, what did you mean by that?
I think she knows. She knows.
No, I didn't know anything. Tell us.
Yes, you do. I'm not going to do that.
Well, she's inviting you to say it.
Go!
I'm not. That's not who I am. I simply said, you're going around talking about things about me, about things that aren't true. I simply said...
That is so chicken shiz!
You live in a glass house.
You're intimating something in particular about her husband.
I wouldn't do that to you and your children.
Oh my God, but my husband hasn't done... What? Has he effed the dog? What has he done? He effed the dog, didn't he? I knew it!
Obviously what I said hit a nerve.
Because you attacked my husband. I love my husband. I love my family. And for you to sabotage that...
I didn't sabotage anything.
Come on, tell us. What did he do? Did he have an affair? What did he do?
I'm not going to do that because it is very private.
Kim, you have no idea. You don't even know Harry. You don't know Harry Hamlin.
It's what I heard.
Oh! What is in the Inquirer?
What I said was something I heard, and I did it out of anger.
Very dangerous.
And then they all just stare at each other.
I love that she continues dangerous. Kim is a dangerous individual this season, too.
Oh, yeah, that's where it started.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of find these things that include all of us and kind of, like, bring us to where we are today a little bit. So
That was fun. Great research.
Yes. Well, now it's time to look back in the present day, and Christy Olsen is going to deliver some news and gossip.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, if I can get my... There we go. Well, speaking of Yolanda, and if she is a queen bee or not, she certainly was in Tahiti this week, posting several swimsuit pics looking very phenomenal. She's on vacay, and she's doing well by all reports. So, bon voyage, Yolanda. And meanwhile, Lisa Vanderpump kind of revealed a little tidbit about the whole Lyme disease gala. And if you guys remember, she wasn't there in New York for Yolanda, and there was a lot that was made about that. Mm-hmm. And Lisa now says that it was actually due to a passport issue that she couldn't go to New York, and something with having to go to Dubai, and there was only 4 days, and you have to have more than 6 months on your passport, something where LVP couldn't go, and they decided not to expose that, and actually just made it look like she didn't care to go, and that's what made her target on the show.
Mm-hmm. But I travel quite often domestically, and I don't use my passport.
Well, she had to fly to something about she had to fly to London to get her passport upgraded to go to Dubai.
That's what it was, yes.
Oh, okay, so she was like in transit, I guess, when they were in New York. Okay, okay. So you just use your driver's license, but all right.
Yeah, so she was kind of lashing out on Bravo this week, saying like, oh, good job for making me look like a jerk. And you may have read these headlines about Tom Girardi, Erica's husband, and there's a lawsuit that's going on. He's actually being sued. He and his firm are being sued for mishandling funds that were awarded in a class action lawsuit. You know, that's what he does. And really, it turns out this case is from over 20 years ago, and Tom is not at all concerned. He says he's going to let this play out in litigation. He's not worried, and actually, it sounds like the blogs are making a much bigger deal out of it than it really is.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he's not worried, then his wife really must give zero F's.
Well, meanwhile, I think, Megan, were you saying that maybe she released the video to kind of distract from that?
I was thinking that because it felt like they both hit the news at the same time. But, I mean, if people are going to Google you, it would only bring up your husband's name more. So I'm probably totally wrong in that. But
I could be wrong, but I didn't hear it was dismissed 2 days after it was filed.
Oh, that it's already been dismissed. Yeah. All right, Fern Rone with the update.
With our lawyer on hand.
Yes. That was my legal knowledge.
Our legal counsel.
Okay. Well, we took a look back in the past. Now we're in the present. Let's look to the future. What's going on? Ooh. And let's project.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, it looks to me like they went back and taped. Because the finale party where Rinna is feuding with everyone, that was probably like supposed to be the final episode. Mm-hmm. But it looks like they went back to get everyone's reaction to this divorce, because we know that that didn't happen until the week of the premiere of the season. So that kind of got tacked on. So that'll be interesting to see how that all kind of plays together. And it just kind of looks like Lisa Vanderpump and Yolanda are finally going to have words, and we'll see if there's really hate in their eyes.
Yeah, I think we're going to become privy to a whole lot of things that we didn't know were going on, because they've sort of given us this one-note season that we didn't learn really a lot about anyone or had any real issues. And I think all of a sudden it's going to be like, wait, there was all this stuff going on that they didn't bother to show us because they were focused on this other dumb thing. Like, I think it's finally going to be really juicy. It's going to be the juiciest hour, I think, of the season. At least I hope.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. I hope so. Well, I don't know. I just have a bad feeling Rinna is just going to look a jackass, because we see her saying to Yolanda, you're the most manipulative one of them all, and like, well, wouldn't that be an exciting twist? But I highly doubt it. Crazy. So I don't know. I have a gut feeling I'm gonna feel let down next week, but that's just me.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I just hope it's juicy, because what are they going to talk about at the reunion? I feel like what happened this season?
Well, so much happened off camera that it doesn't allow for much. So, but we have to be excited because we are super fans, so we have to look forward. I don't know about Megan, though.
I'm gonna drink through all three reunions.
Yes. No, I mean, I always enjoy the reunions, but a good Housewives finale is hard to come by these days. I just feel like across all of them.
Mm-hmm. The reunions really ruined finales. I think this is all Bravo shows. you know, Lisa and Vanderpump Rules included, all of that. It's like they're saving everything for the reunion, so they don't really need that much to happen in the finale. Mm. Like, there hasn't been a good finale really since they started really pushing the reunions and making them three parts. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's true. All right. Well, where can we find all of you guys?
This is Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I'm now on Snapchat. I have no idea what I'm doing, so come watch me make a fool of myself. And my book, Better in the Morning, comes out April 26th, so follow me for release information.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecker.
Hey guys, it's Christy. Please check out all my WrestleMania exclusives from the weekend at ChristyReports.com and on AfterBuzzTV.com. Please also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChristyReports.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find Fern and myself in the most recent Grants Rants Hollywood Talk episode, where we dish our true thoughts about How Many from Erika Jane and so much more. And we talk a lot about Fern's book, so definitely check it out to learn more. So that'll do it for us with the Real Housewives of BH.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.